Evolutionary.org presents Evolutionary Hardcore Podcast with your co-hosts, Steve from the American Underground and Mobster from the UK Iron Den. Get ready for the most hardcore and underground info in the industry. And here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6...
Evolutionary.org, Hardcore 2.0, episode 52. Today we're going to be talking about Euro Pharmacy's Gold Line Discontinued, Classic Blue Line Back. And we got Mobster here. Mobster is an absolute expert on Euro Pharmacies. He's been using them for years. I've used them as well. They're one of my top brands that I like. And I know they're one of Mobster's top brands that he's used over the past 5 or 10 years. So he knows a lot about these different color lines. So we're going to talk about this. It's going to be a really fun podcast. And, you know, we're going to talk about the gold lines that are leaving. And we're going to talk about some of our favorite blue lines that are, you know, up that you can go ahead and swamp in and grab. These are really, really popular. So, you know, first off, when it comes to this whole, you know, line thing, we're going to kind of talk about it. We're going to touch on it and kind of go over, you know, each thing. First of all, you know, let's talk about, you know, your pharmacies, Mobster, your pharmacies and facts. And I'd already mentioned, I'll bring you in right away on this one, but I already mentioned, look, your pharmacy is one of my top brands. I got a lot of respect for your pharmacies. You know, like at the end of the day, if I'm looking for an oral or an injectable or anything, an ancillary, even growth hormone, even...
Psalms. Peptides.
Yep, all this stuff. They have it all. And, you know, we're going to go over their products. They even have things like Clen, which are not steroids at all or ancillaries. These are just drugs. They even have that. So we're going to talk about that. They have blends, different blends. They have different types of steroids. Like for Trend, they have different trends. They have, I'm looking at the list here. They have 3 trends that I'm looking at. They have many different testosterones. Including the Sustanon blend, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different options when it comes to testosterone. I mean, they have it all. So this is a huge, huge brand, and they are one of the best, and they've been around a long time. They have excellent reviews all over the internet, and they're trusted. That's why I really, really like them. So I'll bring you in, Mobster. Touch on Euro Pharmacies and why they're so popular with you.
Yeah, look, they're my go-to, Steve. And I say this on the forums. I have a lot of support for other brands that we approve. And I've used product from other brands that we approve. And I say these on the shows, right? So this is always one of those things. Part of what you and I do is going to be factual, solid, gold information. And part of it is how we come across to the audience and how trusted we are and so on and so forth. In other words, Steve, it's our reputation, right? So I always say to the listeners, when we do certain shows, some shows are about different brands. Have I used that brand? Yes or no. Have I used that product? My go-to on a daily basis and for the majority, but not all of my cycles, has been Euro Pharmacies through one of their sellers. And that's just out there, so there's no fucking around, Steve. I've used Debo, I've used this, I've used that, I've used the other, right? Anavar. Multiple times it's been from Euro Pharmacies. What else do I like? I mean, look, we're talking about my own personal experience now. Must be coming up on 6, maybe 7 years. So there's that. Right there, I'm coming up. God damn it, guys. It won't be too short of a decade. And like I said, there's other brands in there and other brands that I recommend. But my time with Euro Pharmacies is coming up on, it's going to won't be long, Steve, before it's 10 years. Simple as that. The whole of that time, they've had one El Numero Uno rep in the case of a particular person that I'm thinking of. And that guy is solid gold himself. I know that he works in construction, but he's probably the best rep that I've ever worked with. I contact the company on a monthly basis, talking about bits and pieces and a bit of back and forth, and always get emails, even if it's over the weekend, within 48 hours. I know that when they've got their tickets, you can do on their site. If you've got problems, fabulous service right there. So you've got that kind of stuff. What else, right? I would call them a no-frills brand. There's no fancy labels, although funny enough, ironically, I say that, Steve, they've got some of their products have got a double layer label, which is actually slightly unique to some brands. But they're not looking for, there's not gold printing, it's not all holographic, the whole label just where it needs to be. And that means that they can concentrate on producing a solid product. They are also, and I say this about other approved sources, but I think it's super, super important here. They are one of the ones out there, and they won't just have certificates of analysis, test sample products, etc., on their site, which pretty much I think you find it at the bottom of every page of information about a product. There's always almost a link there to a test result, but they will come onto the form and post those test results. Others you sometimes have to go searching for. No, once a month they'll come on there and here's the latest test results. Heck, Steve, they had an issue recently, just a couple of weeks ago, and they were quite upset at the fact that a product had fouled, manufactured off-site. It came in way lower than it should have been. They were quite upset, and every single customer they was able to contact got a credit on that particular product for the next time they placed an order. I mean, honestly, it's the way that they came across, Steve. They were genuinely upset that they'd let customers down. It was them that were revealing this information. It wasn't someone else that had revealed the information. They'd gone out of their way to put things right without being shown up, et cetera, et cetera. So this sort of stuff is super important. Now, moving on, and this is kind of a weird thing for me in terms of the gold line and the blue line, right? Because I was like, I know from personal experience that Europharmaceuticals produces solid products. But the reality is thus, right? We go out into the real world off the podcast, Steve and I, and we might have a gas station, a petrol station, we say in the UK, that we use on a regular basis because it's this company. The gas from all the fucking companies should be the same. But why do I like going to that one? Oh, the staff are great. They got better snacks in the shop. There's someone there that's always there to talk to. I'm not dealing with a computer or carding stuff. If there's any problems, there's always someone to come out and help me. I just like it better. But the gas that goes into the tank should be the same kind of gas. Why do we like certain products in supermarkets? Why do we have certain brands that we like? This is like the argument between Pepsi-Cola and Coca-Cola. Both got kind of the same color. Should taste the same, doesn't taste the same. So what happens over time, we build up a like for certain things. Now, I'm going to say that there should be zero actual tested difference between a test version with a gold cap and a test version with the classic blue. Well, what happens is that people build up their own personal preferences. Now, we're going to get into the list of the now limited gold line, but I will say that you are missing nothing in terms of quality because of the things that I've already given you. The companies out there, they've been pushing hard. I'm going to say I think it's 20 years when it comes to Europharmaceuticals. It might actually be longer, Steve, that they are a big company with some of their own manufacturing facilities in the country that I know that they're based in. That, as I said earlier on, the customer service and their reps are absolutely fucking amazing, and just my pure personal experience of product. So for me, I wouldn't fuss over using a product with a gold lid over a blue lid. But I know that there are listeners listening to this show that absolutely say, if I had a preference, I'd take the gold line every single time. Well, listen up. When we list the products, which is only going to be, I think, 10 items now, Steve, it's going to be one of those, once it's gone, it's gone. So if you love the gold line, you need to stock up now. If you're like me, and it doesn't matter what color the lid is, trust me, both the gold line and the blue line are on point. I've had both those products here, Steve. Most of what I've had is blue line, but that's just because of how I've ordered products. And the quality of the material that goes into it, the fact that they're testing the products, and even small things I've seen just in the last 12 months where they've updated the website. They did something, Steve, where they literally posted on one of our forums and they said, what information do you want to see on the site? What products do you think we're missing? They were asking for customers, not just for emails and contact them. They said, let us know how we can be better. That's like a company that makes cars, Steve, putting an advert in the newspaper saying, please send in your suggestions for what we should have in the next fleet of cars that come off our production line. Doesn't happen. You have those focus groups, Steve. No, we were asking. Europharmaceuticals was asking us, the buyer, the user, what we want, what we want to see, the information we want to know about, and so on and so forth. So they were out there pushing as hard as they possibly can to improve products. So this is why companies drop gold lines, big up the blue line. It doesn't matter. You should not sit on your laurels. You should never rest. You should always be looking to get better and serve the customer so that you, A, stay in business, keep the customer happy. And in this particular case, what are we looking at here, guys? This isn't just me having a kind of fizzy drink and being mildly caffeinated for half an hour. This is literally an investment in my physique, in my strength, in my muscle. I'm talking about pharmaceutical products that I'm going to ingest, whatever. And then I'm going to go to the gym and absolutely kill it. So I need to know that a company like Europharmacies is out there with my thoughts, what they train, they lift, they want to get into shape, same as everybody else. So they want what we want. And nine times out of 10, Steve, apart from the fact that you're talking about a businessman, when it comes to PEDs, as often as not, it's very rare not to find someone at that company, high up in the company, as often as not the founder, that is as interested in having a great physique as you are, the customer. Now, you don't get that with someone that's out there making a fizzy caffeinated drink and give a fuck. They just want your bucks. But we're talking about people that train, that lift, that go to the gym. And the only goddamn reason they're not getting it as bad as you are is because they're so goddamn busy serving you, the customer. Now, let me list, and I'll talk with Steve on this as well. I'm going to list the products that are left of the gold line. This is as of this morning when we recorded this podcast. It's not a big list, and it's getting short all the time. And this is literally when the stock is available, you can get it. And once it's gone, it will not be coming back. A50, which is an oxymethylone product. They do a testosterone blend, which is 350, 400, and a 450 product. A cutting mix, which comes in a 200 milligram and a 300 milligram meal product. A injectable Debo in the form of 50 milligrams. Rapid cut 350. A Tebow injectable 50 milligrams. And TRT plus 400. And that is it. I think, Steve, with the variations, that comes to 9-10 items left. And once it's gone from the warehouse, once it's gone from the distributors, you will not be able to buy these items anymore. So number one, if you love the gold line, stock up now. Number two, make sure you stock up, especially on what this cycle and what possibly the next cycle is going to be. And number three, like I said already, I don't need to have a specific lead color on my thing. I know that the products I've had from Europharmacies have been trustworthy right across the board. Now, talk about that, Steve, before we talk about the classic blue and other options that are available right now from Europharmacies.
Yeah, and I've used probably half of these from the gold line, and they've been really, really good. The A50, the A-bombs, I've used them, the Anadrol 50, really, really good product. If you want to just use something, an oral by itself, and you just want to do like a quick four-week cycle where you just want to get big and hard, the Anadrol, the A50 is fantastic from the gold line. So scoop that up. And look, this list, and we're going to talk about the classic blue line in a second, but you can scoop these up and store them for years, and they'll be good. 5 years, 6 years, no problem. As long as you store them. A lot of people ask this question, by the way. We got a question like this every now and then, Mobster. It's a really good question. I don't know why people get frustrated. Some of the other vets on the forum get very frustrated. Like, oh, why are you asking this? It's an easy question. Well, it's a good question. How long can my steroids last? And this is a very important topic on this podcast. Because if you want to load up on the gold line, you really like the gold line, this is your opportunity to load up. As long as you store them in a cool, room temperature, dark, don't expose them to sun, don't expose them to extreme temperatures, they'll be good 3 years, and they won't lose potency. So it's really, really an opportunity. They've got the blends. They got the D-Bowl 50. If you're a person that you want to bulk up in a really fast time, boost your appetite, you're a skinny guy, and you could do it on D-Bowl. 3-4 weeks on D-Bowl will bulk you up. T-Bowl, one of my favorites. It's a really, really good one for lean muscle mass. So I like these orals that they have, Mobster. And then they have the injectables that Mobster mentioned, the blend, the cutting mix, and the TRT Plus, and the Rapid Cut 350 as well. So these are really good blends. A lot of people, they don't like blends too much. But then there's some people that love the blends because it makes it so much easier. You can just pin. You don't have to mix them yourself in the same syringe or mix them in the same vial. And, you know, be it. And then when you mix them, like how many times have you mixed two different steroids in the syringe and then you forget how much you put in them? You know what I'm saying? Or you're extracting it and then you're drawing it and then you're like, shit, I plunged it back up and some of the steroid that I already had in the syringe went into this vial. So you mixed it by mistake. How many times does that happen? Well, the blend already comes blended for you. So they do the mixing themselves. So you don't have to worry about that part. Go ahead, Mobster. Yeah.
Yeah, two things, Steve. I mean, look, people like the opportunity to, as Steve's talked about it on other shows, change things on the fly. And having the ability to use two separate steroids suits that particular purpose. I tend to plan ahead, and I know what works for me. So, for example, and I say the Sustanon 250 is, Steve, that's a blend. It's a blend of various different kinds of testosterone esters, but it's still a blend. And it's in the proportions that people have found to be the most successful. So when they produce a blend, it's going to be what works for most people and what most people have asked for when they ask for a blend. Companies produce what you want and what works and, of course, what sells. So that's number one. On the buy now and store thing here, Stephen, I've just double-checked. I've actually got some EP items here, and I've just had a look to be sure. Manufacturing date versus use by date is 3 years. So that gives you great options. And as Steve said, when it comes to medications and it applies to steroids, cool, dark, and dry. This is why, you know, certain medications come in brown bottles because you're going to use it regular, but the brown bottle inhibits the light. Cool, dark, and dry just makes the most sense. There's an argument to be made, Steve, for the tiniest, and I mean tiniest, decrease in potency. And I know users, and we're thinking of one particular person, I'm sure, to both of us, that would 100% not keep anything for more than a couple of years, and they'd want to make sure that the product they're using is as good to go and manufactured just 5 minutes ago before they use it. Each to their own, Steve. I've never really noticed any great difference there. I think it's just one of those things where people like to have a certain control over their lifestyle and their choices and whatever else. And, you know, and fresh is always going to be better. Made yesterday is always going to be better. But better by how much? A tiniest, tiniest percentage. I would quite happily stock up if this was an issue for me and I wanted Gold Line product. And I would trust this 2 years, 3 years from now, same as I would if I was using it tomorrow. Make no difference to me whatsoever. And I think literally being more relaxed is always going to be more anabolic anyway, Steve. So keep that in mind, guys. I think that's the case there, Steve. In terms of, let me look about the Classic Blue here. Classic Blue options. I'm not even going to try to read this out, guys, because we've only got like 40-something minutes left of this show. And the list here is crazy. But let me just take a few things at random for you from the list. They're doing a 1-DHB, Steve. A boulder on Deconate, 200. There's Clen. There's DHE. There's two kinds of Masteron. There's Nandrolone Deca as well as an MPP. Steve mentioned earlier on, I think he counted them, the numbers of tests. I think you said, was it 7 or 8 different options for testing with variables? Look, Europharmacies has you covered. We'll talk about a couple of these in proper detail. What have I used from their line here, Steve? I've used their Nandrolone Deca 200, and I've used their Sustanon 250. How many times on these shows have I said that when it comes to the bulking, the Sus Deca cycle is my absolute fave? Now, hand on heart, when I did the 280 to 300 pounds cycles back in the day, I had no familiarity with Europharmacies whatsoever. But in my most recent bulk, was pure Europharmacies, and I went from the cut body weight of 327.5 pounds, which is where I was sitting all the time at that time. And I went up to an all-time high body weight of 336 pounds. That would be on the Classic Line Blue. And it would be on a very simple 1 milliliter of that every 4 days. And I think it worked out, Steve. I run the numbers, and I think it was the tiniest bit, 1,050 milligrams total per week. And that was spread out over the 7 days with the calculation for how much per week was coming in. And that was the highest amount I'd ever done, but I also hit an all-time highest body weight. Now, as you know, listeners that listen to these shows on a regular basis, I train for power and strength over muscle tissue. And trust me, walking around at 336 was not the nicest experience, if only just for the sheer bulk. and being that much heavier, and I'd gone up, what was that, 9 pounds, and 327 is not exactly light. Walking around at 336 was uncomfortable, but my strength was through the roof. My the guys that follow me on the forums know that my bench press was the best it's ever been in my fucking life, and I was age 59, as I am right now, as we do this show as well. So the best bench press I'd ever had, ever, at nearly 60 years age, the highest body weight I'd ever had on a very simple Deca and SAS cycle from Europharmacies using Classic Blue products. So for me, again, Steve, as one of us, I know what I'm getting. I know that it's great for me, and I know that I'm going to get great results. And in the case when it comes to bulking, I absolutely know what works for me. I don't know that I'd like to run any of their trend options on the bulk, because being that higher body fat, being at higher body weight, I think it would have been absolutely awful. It wasn't too bad on the previous cut cycle with a different product and a different company, purely simply because I was trying to get in shape. I was doing more cardio and so on and so forth, Steve. But yeah, I mean, for me, I've used EZ Bolt multiple times. And of course, they do an injectable D-Bolt in the gold line. They don't do an injectable D-Bolt as it currently stands in their blue line. So keep that in mind. Those of you that like the injectable D-Bolt, grab that and stock up. I know some of our listeners use injectable D-Bolt as a pre-workout, Steve. Not something I personally go for. But ironically, I've actually got some here. I just checked my little stash before, as you were talking, just to make sure if I've got some of that product here. So, yeah, listen, guys, for me, when it comes to this stuff, what about on the list here, Stephen? I'm talking about the Classic Blue now. Have any of these products have you tried for yourself? Oh, one more thing before I forget. I've had multiple buddies, locals, to me, with, you know, guys that I train with and talk to at the gym, et cetera, that have used their Classic Blue Tessipionate all the goddamn time. Most of my training buddies are in their 50 plus, so we're talking about TRT, and this is a go-to, tried and tested, great results, etc., from that group of people. I know Steve calls us boomers, but these local boomers have used their Tessipionate, and they know it's good to go. What about you, Steve?
Yeah, one of the products, which is really cool that they have, Mobster, is the Urobolin. And the Urobolin is Parabolin, and they call it the Urobolin. So that's a really cool little steroid there, and it's considered one of the cleanest trends out there. It's considered clean, it's considered strong, and it's as close to your as getting to the pharmacy grade back from when they produced Tren back in the early 90s or late 80s in France. It was Negma, I believe, was the brand. And You were back in those days, Mobster. You were back in college in those days, right? No, you were like in your 30s.
I was working. Steve, this is probably almost identical to the classic gold, rusty-colored Trenhexin, in this particular case, that people talk about as almost being legendary. I believe the original product was 75 milligrams. Don't quote me on that. This particular one is 80 milligrams a mil. But it looks like that classic deep rose-colored gold color that people absolutely love about Tren. So, again, that's definitely one out there for those Tren lovers, Steve. What about you, again?
Yeah, and, you know, keep in mind with Tren, they have different Tren options. And, you know, I talked about, touched on a little bit. They have the Tren Ace 75. So you've got that. You have the Tren E 150, which is cool. And then you have a Tren A Ment 50. And and this is not a trend. It's called Trestalone, which is meant. And this is a very, very powerful. Gosh, it's basically like trend and testosterone. And a lot of people use it, and they have really, really good results. So it's like almost like combining trend and test together. So it's a really interesting one. And you just want to run this one solo if you decide to use it. And a lot of people love this Trest Ment from Europharmacies, and they've been using Tren for many, many years, and they'll actually switch to this one and be like, wow, I like this one a lot better than Tren. So, you know, there's stuff even here stronger than Tren. So really, right across the board, some really, really cool products, Mobster. You know, we talked about some of these other injectables. Let me kind of go over another good injectable on here that I've used is the Bold U 200, and that's a 200 milligram milliliter Equipoise. So you can run this 2 cc's per week, and that's 400 milligrams a week. It's a really, really good one. And I think with that one, you're capable of gaining some really, really good lean muscle mass with it. And then the Mast E150, and it has the propionate 75. I think you mentioned that earlier. Nandrolone Deca 200, I've used that one. I think you mentioned it earlier. And they have the MPP as well, 75, if you want to go a shorter ester. A lot of people like that. They like the 75 milligram. Gives them more flexibility when it comes to MPP as well. And what I like about it, too, is they have test base, TNE 50. And not a lot of brands out there carry test base. And it's a very, it's one of those where we're talking about pre-workouts. A lot of people want to take steroids pre-workout. And they want to take some of these other steroids that are slow release. It's just not going to do anything for you pre-workout. Even the orals will release too slow. Otherwise, you know, you get maybe a psychological benefit. But if you really want to get a pre-workout that's in and out of your system quick that you'll feel, you can go with this TNE, and you can pin this before your workout. And some people do, and they really, really, really enjoy it. So that's another option for you. They have so many
super options. They're super fast. And I think there's an argument to be made, Steve, for some of you listeners, and it completely depends on the testing process and how stringent they are. I know that with some of the no ester type products that were looked at in the past, it was so quick in and so quick out. In other words, the hour to 2 hours that you're in the gym, that it didn't show up in certain drug tests. Now, of course, those facilities are now getting a lot better, so keep that in mind. Don't take my comments as I'm going to take this, have a great strength workout, hit the powerlifting competition, then get tested and fail. And mobs have said, no, that's not the case. But it depends on how stringent the test is. For example, urine over blood. And again, I actually think in this particular example, Steve, I could see me perhaps at some point in the future using that as a strength enhancer. So for a strength type, powerlifting type workout of the kind that I do versus perhaps, for example, I've never been necessarily a fan of having to take steroids, et cetera, to get to the gym. But perhaps on competition day, I could see me trying this out as well. And again, like Steve said, here's the thing, right? And where Europharmacies is standing out, and Steve touched upon this already, you can't find it that easy. Not every source carries it. Why have they got it? Because they're trying to give you the options that you want. They're literally asking you, as I said earlier on, what do you want on the website? What information do you want to see? What products don't we carry that you'd like to see us carry? They want to serve you, the customer, as best they possibly can. And having test-based test, when other companies don't carry, and it's only 50 milligrams, which would be great again for a pre-workout, is the reason why. I'm actually thinking, and this is the case with a couple of the other products, and I'm thinking Trenace at 75 milligrams. Again, some of the products that we're talking about here can have, Trenace especially, horrendous for some users side effects. So they've deliberately chosen to give you the one that's perhaps arguably going to possibly sting the most or give you the most side effects at a lower dose so that you don't. I mean, look, Steve, for example, if it was Trenace 150 or Trenace 300 and you didn't like Tren, then 300 milligrams, even if you just injected the 1 mil, is going to be a god-awful experience. But once you know that you can handle it, once you're fine with the better esters, which is precisely why they've got the Tren Enanthate at 150, higher dose, because you know you can handle the product. So they know that people are going to use Tren A just to see if they get on with Tren. And they know that perhaps they will switch over to the longer esters afterwards, knowing that they can handle Tren. And that's precisely why the products are produced in this particular way. Look, and let me put this out there for you, because I've seen this with companies doing this, right? Rich Pianos talks about this, and I've used that analogy before, the little story before. It is a piece of piss if you know how to produce testosterone in the lab as a chemist. You can kind of make any goddamn product you want. If it was arguable, someone could probably produce some form of testosterone at 600 milligram per milliliter. But then again, you know it's going to crash. You know it's going to sting. So then you come down to what I can produce in the lab that people aren't going to use, or produce in a lab that if users use it, it's going to sting like hell or whatever. And then you get down to crappy UGLs where they're not putting enough alcohol in there to kill the bacteria, or their screening process is poor, or they're not testing the products and so on and so forth. What are Europharmacies doing is they go, listen, we know what our customers use. We know from experience ourselves and from customer feedback what the best ratio is. We know what the pharmaceutical companies that originally produced these products did back in the day, and this is what we're giving you. So, and I'll touch on Trenase again, Steve. How many times have I said on these shows, if you've never used Tren, use the shortest acting version you possibly can, right? The one with the shortest ester that's going to be in your system the least. Use that just to get an idea if you can handle Tren. And then once you know that you can deal with the side effects, once you know how to manage how you're going to use it, you can change the dosage or you can use a longer ester version. So why is it 75 milligrams? Precisely for that reason. And that's just in the acetate. Why is it 150 milligrams? For precisely that reason in the enanthate. These things make sense to me, Steve. I mean, there's a bunch of other stuff here. So the Masteron 150 is in the enanthate and the propionate 75. And again, this is one of those things over users' condition, how they're going to use the product in their cycle, what they're looking to get from the cycle when they're doing it. And for the Masteron, we know, is known as a hardener. There's a small, and I mean a very small, argument to be made for it to being one was the fat loss. But obviously, the reality of that situation is your diet is way more important. The cardio is way more important. The work that you're doing in the gym is way more important over the fat loss that you might get from that. So therefore, the producing a product that when you are lean is going to shine and producing it at a dosage that works best in that situation. That comes from being in the game for 20 plus years. That comes from listening to their customers. That comes from knowing what their customers are doing in the gym. And literally, as I said earlier, just from asking, Steve, it's super, super important. And again, it's those options. I actually think, even though this list is quite long, I can see that this list is going to expand. But when the gold line's completely used up, there'll be a couple of items there I think that's going to transfer over to the classic blue. So the line is expanded. I know, and Steve touched on this at the beginning of the show, I think it was late last year, early this year, might have been December/January, Steve, where I started to see changes to the site. So, for example, the SARMS line and the peptide line on both these examples, and these are not gold line or classic blues, but they're part of the products that they produce, have expanded. And that expanded purely and simply because customers are looking to come to Europharmacies via their resellers as a one-stop shop. Can we have available to you, the customer, every single thing that you now use in your PED stacks? Yes, we fucking can. So they've literally, I mean, look, a couple of years ago, there was no SARMs, and now there is. A couple of years ago, there was only a couple of peptides, and it's doubled or tripled. I think it's actually gone up four or five times in the range size and range availability of both those products, both those additions to a PED stack. So just as Steve says, they've got the Viagra and the Cialis and other items there, and they're doing these at the same dosages that people ask for with the 100 milligrams and the 50 milligrams. And these things are changed. The double label, Steve, so that you've got the straightforward, this is what's inside our product, and then you can peel it off and there's additional information there, storage information, user information. And then they've got great feedback on their site in terms of talking to customers and the customer service, and even coming onto the forum with challenges and competitions. And like all our approved sources, Steve, with some great deals and sales from time to time. There's a sales-specific button on their website. Someone asked just yesterday, do Europharmacies do sales? I said, go onto the reseller site. There's a sales-specific button on the reseller site that you can click on just to go straight to the sale items, every single one on one button. And that's by working with Europharmacies to get that stuff out there and straight to the customer with the kind of feedback. What else, Steve, before we finish off the show?
Let's go over some more on this list, Mobster. One of them a lot of people like to go to Europharmacies for is DHB. And DHB is a very misunderstood steroid because they look at the name and they say 1-TestSIP DHP as a name. But it's not testosterone. It doesn't aromatize. A lot of people have said they really, really like this one. They like it as a contest prep steroid. Very anabolic compound, 2-to-1 ratio. And a lot of people say they get a lot of vascularity. So they like it. It doesn't aromatize. But it's not like Masteron, but it's not like Equipoise, and it's definitely not like testosterone. It's kind of like a little bit of all three, but it's not like all three. So the way they structure it is a little weird. And a lot of people like to use it, and they'll run it as a stack in a steroid instead of Masteron, because they feel like if they give that, it gives them more options than Masteron, where Masteron is primarily just a hardener. DHB can do a lot of the things that Masteron does well, like the vascularity effects, and it gives you other options as well. So it's good to stack. So, Monster and I were going to kind of get into how to stack some of these in a second. But let me cover some of the other favorites on here. And one of the other favorites is Winstrol. And I don't think we touched on Winstrol, Monster. And Winstrol is a great steroid for drying out. Absolutely amazing. And this one is a Winstrol 50. So, look, at the end of the day, 50 milligrams is all you need of Winstrol a day. Even 25 milligrams, I find 50 too high. I like 25. Great option for drying out. And you can use it like ahead of competition, ahead of photos, ahead of the beach vacation or the Caribbean vacation you're going to do, just to dry yourself out so you can see those cuts when you flex and get those muscles really popping out good. A non-steroid option they have here is Clen in the blue line. And Clen is not an anabolic steroid at all, it's a drug. And in some parts of the world, it was a FDA, it was approved to be used, as an asthma medication, not in the United States though. But nevertheless, the point is, when we use it for performance enhancing, it's going to help cut down. So a lot of people use Clen, they'll start out at 40 micrograms and gradually increase the dose up to 120 micrograms a day. I would not exceed that. And for some of you're going to have really good results stacking Clen in with some of these other steroids here in the blue line. And some of you are going to absolutely hate Clen. So it just depends on the person, but definitely a good addition for some of you when it comes to cutting, if you don't mind losing some of your ability to do cardio, because it's really, really rough on your cardio. So I think we covered them all, Monster. Was there any of them that we missed? I think Susanon we didn't talk about. Maybe I mentioned it briefly, but Susanon 250, it's a good blend. For those of you who are into the whole blend aspect of using four different testosterone blends all in one. And then this is what's cool too, Mobster. They have the test base, which I already covered earlier. They have test C, test E, test ISO 100. You don't see that with other sources. Very, very rare. You see sources sell test ISO. And then you have testosterone phenylpropionate, which again, very, very rare. I don't see that. And it's
This one
100.
I haven't. This is one I haven't really seen. See, methylstenbolone, and I'm looking at it on one of their reseller sites right now at 100 milligrams. Remind me what that one's for, because that's not one I'm actually familiar with. Although I'm obviously very familiar with the Eurofarmers product line.
Yeah, it's just a lean muscle gainer. And this is very rare. You don't see this one talked about much. Some people call it Ultra Bowl as well. So, I've read it's very similar to like a pro hormone effect. So these are really rare compounds that you don't see other, brands selling, but they offer them here. So it really is an amazing different amount. So, let's jump into, some different strategies, Mobster. And I'm gonna start you off with powerlifting. What is a two, maybe two, three, four steroids that you would pick from the blue line and put together if I came to you and said, Mobster, I want to get strong as fuck. Which three or four would you tell them to look at?
I mean, I would say absolutely, Steve. You're looking, I mean, you've talked about this on other shows. God awful if you're a big fat motherfucker, and that sometimes happens in the heavier body weights in powerlifting the strong man, but you're gonna be looking, I think, at some point, whether you like it or not, at Tren. And again, I think the option here for me would be the Tren Enanthrate 150 in combination. Something else, and I say this again, hand on heart, guys. For openness didn't work for me, but my buddies loved it, and it's down there. This is testosterone enanthrate. Every other person apart from me loved it, and you don't have to. And Steve and I talk about this all the time. The mythology of a test base for a stack is bullshit, but for my buddies, this was like a fan instance, Steve. And I touched upon two already in terms of the injectables. For me, as a strength enhancer from the injectables and from my own personal experience, but that combination of Sust and Deca for me has always been golden. The bigger I get, even with a little bit of water carried, the leverage improves. And leverage means bigger muscles around the joint, around the elbow for bench pressing and the shoulder joint. And where my back, my lats are popping underneath my arm there for bench pressing and around the knee joint for squatting. Not necessarily as great at getting down and picking weights off the floor, but power is power. And big muscles tend to be more powerful than small muscles. It ain't complicated. On the blue line, and I'll just do one more here, Steve, which will be bulking. Again, if this is strength comes with bulking, but it's not necessarily what some people are looking to do. You're not always looking to get leaner. Sometimes you just want to get bigger. So again, I'd still recommend this Sustanon, which is a 250 milligrams per mil. And we know that it's a blend of testosterone esters and the Get Deca. Real, real simple, straightforward. Some people have issues with Deca, and that comes to the individual. I've never had the Deca dick when I've used Deca, so for me, it's absolutely fine. Cutting options, you've got quite a few, Steve. Jump in with a few of your own, and I'll pop in if I need to with some of the cutting options.
Yeah, so let's take a look at some of the options here. Now, I'll say everything. This is for everything, whether you're a power lifter, cutter, recomper, bulking, trend. And trend, I've done it all on trend. And it really depends on what you stack it with. Can give you kind of a more of an edge when it comes to, you know, what you're looking for. If you're looking for a straight bulk, why not stack the trend and the Nandrolone Deca 200? I'd go with the trend E and then the Nandrolone Deca 200. You could stack those two together. Or if you wanted to go the shorter ester route, you can go with the MPP and Trend Ace. And this, you know, a lot of people out there, this is a good opportunity for me to kind of like, I'm not trying to slam people. I'm not trying to preach or anything like that, because there's so many podcasts that already do that shit. But for me, so many people say, oh, you can't run a Nandrolone with Trend. It's dangerous. It's this or that. These people, they just parrot the same shit over and over, because it's just not true. It's a great stack going with Trend and Deca together. And they stack amazingly well together, because it's kind of like a yin and a fang. You're getting a mild steroid with Nandrolone, and then you're getting a very, very powerful androgen with Trend. So, I mean, if you can't stack those two together, then why even bother using steroids if you're scared to use those two together?
Something else, Steve, when I've touched upon this on other shows, when I talk about the difference between using Trend when you're carrying too much fat versus, as this example, when you're cutting, the leaner you are, the better results, and the leaner you are, the less side effects. So Trend, again, as Steve has already said, is a great cutter. Recomposition 100%, Steve. We talked about this multiple times on shows. So again, because you are cutting down, you're getting leaner, you have less body fat, therefore your ability to handle the side effects were better, and the actual side effects themselves will become less and less, not non-existent. And again, some users experience versus other users' experience. But we're generalizing quite simply as a cutting drug, as a recomposition drug, as a base for a cutting stack, you will get better results as you get leaner. Literally, it's helping you do so. It's going to affect, as we talked about before, nutrient partitioning. So basically how the food works in your body. And you are going to be carrying less body fat as the cut stack carries on, as the cutting PED stack works for you, and they're dieting better and conditioning better, and the result, the actual side effects will become less and less and less, not non-existent, just less than it would be if he was a big fat motherfucker. So that's super, super important there. I mean, look, something else we're talking about here, and on the list is the Win 50. I can see, again, Trend with Win, or even one of the tests in an outbreak again with the Win Stroll, Steve. We know that we can inject some of these more frequently than others to test in out freight, for example. You and I have discussed on other shows once a week. I mean, I would probably, and again with my buddies back in the day, every 4 or 5 days again. But in reality, in terms of the half-life, once a week, once every 10 days. The wind stroke, perhaps a little bit more often. And again, that comes down to how you like to pin and whatever else. But both of those, in terms of drying you out and keeping muscle tissue on you, for example, the testosterone holding muscle tissue on you, improving your strength a little bit, and the Winstrol drying you out. And again, in combination with great nutrition and great cardio, fasting, et cetera, you should get good results. So there's options. Give us another option, Steve, for a cut.
Yeah, and Primo. Primo would be a low side effect option for a cut. So you could use their Primo in this example, and you'd get really, really good results. They have the Primo Ace and the Primo Depot. I would just go with the Primo E and just run a low amount of testosterone with it. So I'd go with maybe 400, 500 of the Primo and do like 100 or 150 of the long ester test with it. And that would be a simple, no frills, not complicated cycle. And you could cut down on it, cut down your calories, do a lot of cardio, do a lot of fasting, and you have some really, really good results on it. Make sure you're in the weight room busting your ass. And that would be a good, that would be a good cutting option. And a lot of you are going to react really well to the other cutting steroids in here, like the Winstrol and the Masteron. And even the Tren, some of you are going to really, really like using the Tren. Keep in mind with the Masteron, it is a hardener. You want to be at least under, not at least, you want to be under 11% body fat to get the most out of Masteron. Otherwise, I wouldn't even bother using it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, those would be good options too, Mobster. What do you think about let me get a couple of bulking options as well.
I just thought of something else here, Steve, and this actually goes back to the gold line, right? And although I'm not necessarily a fan as such, I will touch upon this. It's the difference between what we call sports TRT and normal TRT, right? So a lot of our listeners, and certainly a good number on the forum members, talk about sports TRT, typically 300 to 400 milligrams a week. Now, in reality, if you was working with an endocrinologist, doctor, lifestyle extension clinic, whatever you want to call it, you're looking really 120 to 200 milligrams. The absolute upper end is 300 milligrams. But for those of you that are looking at the sports TRT, i.e. 400 milligrams, stock up now. And I know that they've actually banged this particular drum hard on the TRT plus 400. That is from the gold line. Again, once it's gone, it's gone. So if you're doing sports TRT, 400 milligrams a week, grab this now. It's all in one go. That saves fucking around, Steve, one pin a week. Absolutely. In terms of the TRT normally, the sesepionate would probably be the most popular. And again, ironically, at the dose that most people would prefer to use. And again, my older boomer buddies here, Steve, the TRT, as I said earlier on, sesepionate is 200. Give me one more, Steve, before we talk about why you need to use Ruro Pharmacies.
Yeah, so let me give you a couple, maybe one or two bulking options here. Touch on one. And this is the classic old school bulking one. I know you're going to like this one, Mobster. But it's going to be a mix of testosterone, any testosterone, or Sustanon, any of the testosterone blends, any of them. And you mix that with the Nandrolone, either the DECA or the MPP. And then you mix Dianabol with it.
Ooh.
And that would be an amazing cycle. Now, I don't see Dianabol here on the classic blue line, but I do
not
see
not as an injectable, yeah.
Yeah, but I do see the Dianabol as a gold line. So you can stock up on the D-Bol. It's cheap anyway. You can stock up on the D-Bol from the gold line and then use that along with the blue line. So testosterone and DECA from the blue line, stack those. So you would do the classic cycle is 500 milligrams of test, 400 milligrams of the DECA or an MPP, and then you could do like 20, 30 milligrams of the D-Bol. So in that case, you just chop the 50 milligrams in half and get 25 milligrams. That would be an amazing bulker. Your appetite would be crazy. I also would want you to be using Aromasin with it. So you want to pick up from Euro Pharmacies, you want to pick up their Aromasin for your aromatized inhibitor. So that would be a great, great option for bulking. It's a classic one, and you will get huge. You will build up a lot of size and strength quickly. Really, I mean, it's one that you even want to, I hate to use that term, but dirty bulking. It'd be one that you kind of consider a dirty bulk because you're going to be wanting to eat all the time. I've run that before. Couple times. Yeah. I want to eat all the time. You wake up, you want to eat. You work out, you want to eat. Yeah, you just want to eat all day, And it's an amazing stack for those who wanna bulk up.
Healthy snacks for sure, Steve. I said this. I'll talk about this and then talk about Euro Pharmacies before we finish. Eating food which is satisfying your hunger right then, and thinking about the hunger for the next meal. That's how much of that with the sustenance deco bulking for me was. Literally, appetite was another meal, and you're thinking about the next meal. That's how crazy that appetite is. Listen, guys, when it comes to Euro Pharmacies, and especially if you have a personal preference for the Gold Line, stock up now on the Gold Line. And Euro Pharmacies in and of themselves, listen, I say this about other companies, I'm going to say especially about Euro Pharmacies, you do not get to last 2 decades or more in this industry. Both Steve and I are old enough to remember companies that have come and gone. I've talked about a local lab that didn't even make it to 12 months. I can name a company that has become back into circulation under different owners multiple times. From Thailand, it's now in America, it's in the UK. Who the fuck knows who's running that particular company? You literally have to ask which version you're getting. And these labs have been raided, they've been busted, they've been put out of business, whatever else. To last 20 plus years in this business is a big fucking deal. It really is. To be trusted for 20 plus years as a solid go-to every single fucking day source is a big deal. For them to ask you what you want to see, what information you want, what dose you think product should be at, to look at what sells and put that together, to study the way people do cycles and make sure products are available for that, to allow you the flexibility you put together a product or a blend of your own, or to have a pre-prepared blend and do this at different dosages that they know that people ask for. The prices, Steve, it's difficult when you're doing these podcasts because we want these to go out for years. But the prices are exactly where they need to be when you look at what a product should cost. When you compare it to other companies, their prices are good. And then they have deals. And then they have sales. They will put products that are coming to the end of the line. And then they're gonna like the Gold Line, you'll see sales on the Gold Line. I guarantee you, if the prices will hold up very, very well to other companies. And then again, like I said, stuff that we like, this has come from the whole Amazon thing in terms of being able to do returns, customer feedback, talking to customer service agents, getting replies on the weekend. I've had replies January the 1st, Steve, because someone's come into the office and hit me up. The one negative, and it is literally a negative, and this is because their goddamn staff are working so hard, including their reps, is that they typically have 4 weeks off over Christmas and people lose their minds. Guys, stock up on the Gold Line. Wait for the products that are coming out in the not too distant future. The simple fact that they've expanded their product line across the board, that there are products available, they want you to go to one place, a one-stop shop for all your needs. But if you are a Gold Line fan, stock up now, because literally, and they say this in their own blurb, they say this in their promos on the forums, once it's gone, it's gone. Don't stick it in the basket and then wait 2 weeks to pay for it and then moan like a bitch that it was taken off the shelf and sold to someone else. If you stick it in a basket, buy it now, because I'm telling you, that list is like 9 items, 10 items, and it's getting smaller all the time. I can see at least two of those items going in the next 1 or 2 weeks. And 4 weeks from now, my feeling is, Steve, 4 weeks after this show comes out, there will not be Gold Line products to buy. So if you're listening to this show now and you go on to one of the reseller sites and there's Gold Line available and you like Gold Line, buy it. Borrow some bucks. Stock up. Get the stuff that's got the longest possible date if you can. Keep it under ideal conditions. And especially like the Diebold 50 injectable as a pre-workout. And any of your favorites that you love right now. It shouldn't make a difference because I'm telling you that the quality is going to be the same across the board. I know this from personal experience. I know that Steve knows this from personal experience. And I know this because I talk to Euro Pharmacies, I talk to their reps, I have their back and forth with them. And again, they're super open, super helpful. They come on the forums, they'll talk to their customers, and that's the way that they've been, and that's the way that they try to be all the time. It isn't just a them and us relationship, Stephen, has actually kind of interacted from them, forum supports, supported blogs, all this kind of stuff, stuff that you won't see with all the companies that are out there, that some of the ones that are on other forums, you don't get this. These Eurofarmers is on point with this, and this is specific reps for that and customer service agents for that, and literally been able to get an answer within 24, 48 hours. Yeah, the one negative for some of you is going to be them letting their staff have time off over Christmas, 4 weeks off of a year to rest because they're working 7 days a week, because they're out there doing the deals, making sure that the products are available for you and getting it to your countries. One more thing. This is a stupid thing, Stephen. This is just one of those little bits of feedback, and you probably had the same experience. I don't think I've had a single breakage of any of the items that I've had from Europharmacies through their resellers. Properly packed, never had any issues getting the product to me, never had to have something replaced or returned. I'm thinking, actually, I'll tell a lie, I think I've had the once in the 6 or 7 years, one item, once, and they were on point straight away. So to me, that's what we like. That's the reason why we recommend companies, same out there in the real world, why we would say somebody was good to go, why we would use them, why we would rate them. If a buddy says to who have you used, what have you used, same as we say on the forums. And again, my reputation means something to me. I know it does to Steve. And this is the reason why we do this podcast. This is the reason why we put this information out there. It's why we want the information that we give to be like a golden encyclopedia. And when it comes to recommending the source, we have to be able to trust what we say, for you, the listeners, to trust what we say. And trust me on this particular example. When it comes to Europharmacies, they are probably top of my list in terms of my daily go-to, the base of pretty much every cycle that I've done for the last 6 or 7 years. Use other companies' products, recommend other companies' products, but my go-to regular would be Europharmacies every single time. Please note, we are not doctors, and the opinions of ours is our view based on our experience and views on the topic. Our podcast of informational purposes and entertainment only, the freedom of speech and the First Amendment.